This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Remember this number because you're going to need it later on in the interview you're about to hear. 2.998. In other words, not quite 3.0. Might sound like some random statistic, but I assure you it's not. And it is evidence that there is more to statistics, so much more than just numbers. Charles Whelan's new book is called Naked Statistics. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you.
I'm going to go to the subtitle here, which is Stripping the Dread from the Data. And I would just submit that a book on statistics does nothing at all to strip the dread from the data for me.
Oh, statistics is sexy, according to Hal Varian, chief economist of Google. Now, I think that's
Google
a little oversold.
It must be true.
It's a little oversold. In fact, statistics are everywhere, from Netflix determining what kind of movies you want to watch to retailers coming up with sophisticated, bordering on scary methods for figuring out what your shopping habits are going to be. So statistics are these essential tools that process data and, by definition, simplify it, which is, of course, also where we can get in a spot of trouble.
Well, explain that last bit, because that seems to me to be the crux of the whole thing, right?
Well, if you think about a courtroom, both the prosecutor and the defense attorney have access to the same basic information. They are both going to look at that information, and they are going to simplify it and present it in vastly different ways. Those of us who think that we're intellectually honest will try and present a balanced picture. But there are a lot of folks out there who have no interest in presenting a balanced picture. And as soon as you start simplifying, using some very objective figures, you can tell a story that is de facto true, but also grossly misleading at the same time.
Is this where we get into trouble with statistics and policy analysis?
This is where we get in trouble with statistics and everything. I mean, statistics are like online dating, right? You can say things in your things in your profile that are true, but by acts of omission or different emphasis, you might leave out or stress some things that present a picture of you that is not wholly accurate.
I wonder also if there's not a certain incompleteness or lack of context that a number gives. I mean, you know, I set up in the introduction of the story, my GPA out of college was 2.998. And I'm certainly no rocket scientist, but you know, I did more good than just a 2.998 GPA in college.
Well, first of all, the statistician in me says that your grade point average was 3.0. We're clearly going to round
bless
up.
Bless you. I knew we had you
descriptive
on the show for a
statistics. Descriptive statistics is an important part of statistics, right? And here we are.
Yeah.
And certainly your online dating profile will say 3.0. One thing we have to wrestle with is that even with this proliferation of data, sometimes the answers are more elusive than we would like to think. And in some cases, data and statistics can add a precision that actually becomes quite dangerous. So let's think about the global financial crisis.
Yeah.
We thought that we had risk under control. So if you go back and think about the value at risk models that a lot of the investment banks were
using,
they were gathering all kinds of data and manipulating them. A lot of people were getting paid a lot of money to manipulate them into a simplified measure of the firm's overall risk. Well, those data only went back a certain period of time, and therefore they did not capture the possibility that real estate prices might correct, which they did. The result was a false precision, and this is something I emphasize in the book, that because we thought we had this precise measure of risk, we turned off common sense, we stopped paying attention to other indicators, and the precision of that value at risk indicator masked the true risk of what was going on.
Help me then be an informed consumer.
Well, the first thing you want to remember is if you see a statistic, you see a research finding, until it's corroborated in other ways, it's just one finding.
So the answer really is proceed with caution. It's lies, damn lies, and statistics. It's be skeptical.
I think proceed with caution is exactly right, but don't let it be too cautious because we have entered this world where we have lots of data. The statistical tools for analyzing it are very powerful. And if you're in retailing, you're law enforcement, you're in the social sciences, there are valuable relationships to be gleaned here.
Charles Whelan teaches public policy up at Dartmouth. His book is called Naked Statistics, Stripping the Dread from the Data. Although somehow I have to tell you, I still don't buy the stripping the dread thing. But, you know.
A little of the dread. Some
right,
of the dread.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Good to be with you.